The Internal Revenue Service will miss a deadline to start using personal ID cards to get in and out of their buildings. The agency was supposed to have the system ready for 2015 as part of Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12. Alan Duncan's Assistant Inspector General for Security and Information Technology Audits at the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, and that office is looking at why the IRS will miss the deadline. Alan, thank you for joining me on the program today. As I look at your report, it strikes me that all the news here isn't bad. They will miss the deadline, but it seems like there are some pretty good reasons. Am I on target there, Alan? Thanks for being on today.
Yes, Francis. You're exactly on target. They've had some successes in getting the identity cards issued, but the program, which was a White House initiative back in 2004, so it's a little dated, but it's been a very important program moving forward. It's caused a lot of additional work from all the agencies, not just the Internal Revenue Service and Treasury, to get the program put into place. They had to issue cards to employees and contractors, over 100,000 of those. And these are very specialty cards, of course. They're not just a business card or whatever. And these cards, not only do they need to be issued, but then they need to be used for both physical access to facilities. And, of course, the IRS has over 625 facilities where they had to install equipment and have this program up and running. And then probably the more complex and difficult part is they need to use these identity cards for access to both their networks and over 225 tax administration applications, computer applications. And a lot of those are legacy systems that are very difficult to reconfigure. So with all those different complexities in mind, it's certainly a very difficult project, not only for the IRS and Treasury, but for a lot of the government agencies today.
You write about these PIV cards, personal identity verification cards, and as you write about them in this report and as you describe them the way you just did a moment ago, the complexity, I mean, I've been following this issue since the Bush administration first put this HSPD out there, and I have to say, at least in the case of the IRS, I didn't even know they were going to be as heavily integrated into the system as you're describing they are, Alan. So I guess in that context, it's amazing they've gotten as far along as they have.
Yeah, currently they have over 80,000 cards that have been issued. And of course, that's even more difficult for the IRS because they have seasonal employees, which they have to make a determination whether to include those. And they have a significant number of contractors, and those contractors require that all the data before a card can be issued has to be personally verified and manually worked. So as you can imagine, getting 80,000 cards, which is about 86% of their program out there, was certainly a major accomplishment. However, only about 130 of the actual 625 facilities that the IRS runs, a lot of them in very remote locations, have been implemented with the equipment needed to accept those cards, and that's only about 21%. And Treasury recently has issued a goal for all of its bureaus, and of course IRS is one of the biggest bureaus in Treasury as far as number of employees is concerned, to achieve 100% compliance by 2015. And as we were just talking, this isn't just getting the cards issued and using them for physical access, but also getting the cards so that they can access the network. And they can also access these very critical password, complexity type of systems so that they can get those security concerns reduced.
Yeah, that's the part of it that I think must be the most challenging, and you can tell me from your work, is I've done some reporting we've done some reporting on this station about the current state of the Internal Revenue Service's information technology systems and some of those legacy systems that you alluded to and other technologies that are in place there that integrating 21st century technology like PIV cards, it just doesn't seem like there'd be a fit there.
Yeah, it's and of course funding and priorities become an issue as they move into the filing season, and the high priority work that the IRS has to do in getting everybody's tax return processed, who gets the funds and what funding is available for these types of programs, always becomes an issue. But you're right, to retrofit these old legacy systems is sometimes impossible, actually. But the password systems that are out there have to be replaced, and then new access through the cards that are being used under HSPD 12 have to be put in place. And, of course, with over 200 systems that do our tax processing and administration systems, that is a lot of work to do in a very short order.
Alan Duncan's my guest. He's in the Office of the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration and writing on the deployment of HSPD 12 at the Internal Revenue Service. You write, full implementation of PIV card electronic authentication for accessing IRS facilities isn't scheduled until at least fiscal 2018. And some of the challenges we've already discussed, Alan, that will cause that deadline to stretch beyond the 2015 that was originally set by the Treasury Department. They wanted full 100% compliance by the end of this fiscal year. As that deadline slides and as we move farther away from the original writing of issuance of HSPD 12, do we have a sense of how the PIV card landscape has changed and whether the moves that IRS is making to get the 2004 or 2006 vision of PIV cards implemented will fit with or comport with technology that's available today that maybe wasn't available then?
Yeah, and this is always a real issue for the IRS. Do you work on the new systems because they are modernizing a lot of their systems, building new applications? And if they can ensure, at least one of the things we were looking for, are you ensuring that the new systems being built are compliant with this new approach to how authentication and access to these systems should be carried out? So that's always been a major issue. As we said, some of the technology is just not going to be possible with any type of limited funds and staffing to really retrofit, those types of systems.
We just have a couple of minutes left, Alan. I appreciate you being on the program. Let's walk through the recommendations that you made. Recommending the CTO and the Chief of Agency-Wide Shared Services ensure all IRS facilities have HSPD 12 compliant physical access control systems. How close are they to that goal right now, Alan?
Right now, the IRS has equipped 130 of their 625 facilities. Now, there were some facilities they thought was too remote, didn't have sufficient number of people there. However, looking at it, there is no exceptions to the HSPD 12 program. If you have a facility, it should be capable of being accessed using these new cards under HSPD 12. So they have made some progress there, but our recommendation there was to really prioritize and make sure that all 625 locations, unless they're being closed in the near term or whatever, should be equipped. And the IRS has basically agreed that they will work on that process.
The rest of the recommendations, Alan, and correct me if I'm wrong, strike me as if kind of written between the lines. I think I see you writing, you really just need to make this a priority. Now is the time for this to really become a priority, maybe just under the filing season priority. TIGTA recommended, Chief Technology Officer ensure specific requirements, staffing and scheduling identified, adequate funding requested to ensure implementation, issue an IRS-wide memorandum to reiterate the requirement for full adoption, that kind of thing. That sounds to me like what you're getting at with the rest of these recommendations. Am I on target there, Alan?
You are absolutely on target. And, in 2012, the Obama administration identified the HSPD 12 program as one of the three government-wide priority goals that was needed to improve the security of federal facilities, systems, and data. And we thought with that, we really needed to do this audit, find out where the IRS is, because they do make up the majority, as far as numbers, of the Treasury Department. So any goals Treasury sets, if IRS can't meet those goals, probably means Treasury will not either.